Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this as well as your own altar daily to pray. Then join us on the new prayer platform, Turning Point Prayer Hub, on our YouTube platform, YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram via the Real Femi Emmanuel. If you can join us live, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time, from where you are, fine. But if you cannot, due to time differentials, nothing lost. But when you wake up, in addition to this audio ministration, go to our YouTube and Facebook, sing the song we sang into the day, pray the prayer we prayed, prophesy to the day as we did, then may your sacrificial backing into the day as we have also done. If you are consistent with this, your whole life will be daily transforming. Now, welcome also to Wednesday, the 12th day in November. 12 in the Bible represent divine order, government, authority, completeness, and covenant relationship between God and his people. There were 12 disciples, 12 tribes of Israel, representing divine government, 12 disciples of Jesus Christ, 12 gates, and 12 foundations in the New Jerusalem. 12 represent a day to walk in divine alignment, spiritual authority, and kingdom order. Now, open your hand or your heart to receive. Be responding with amen, I receive it. I decree and declare over your life. On this 12th day, you shall be aligned with divine order and authority for your life. Every area of challenge and confusion in your life is brought under control. You shall walk in covenant of blessings and fruitfulness. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Now, what are the old things in your life and your house calling for change? Old or that's not functioning again, like old car, old phone, old clothes, old house, old iPad, old bed, refrigerator, deep freezer, cooker, microwave oven, office equipment. Look around. Think of old things you desire to change into new. Start mentioning them quickly and quietly. This is so strong in my spirit today. Whatever is giving you trouble or problem, concern, shame or reproach, all things change. All things change. Mention them. Mention them to God. Now let me pray. May your request be granted. Every old item or gadget, instrument including car or other things you have named shall be changed by God's supernatural intervention and provision. Many will receive them free. Others, God will make provision for you miraculously to buy and change the new things within 24 hours, 48 hours, 7 days or a month. Everyone's request will have become testimonies in Jesus' name. Say amen, I receive it. If you can back up this particular prayer with a seed of choice, call it sacrificial seed for change to new. Do as your heart may suggest to you. Sowing seed to back up prayers like this is spiritually powerful. November 12th celebrant, your birthday prayers. You are blessed. Your birthday is blessed. You shall mark this day yearly with joy, good health, prosperity, and power till you are 120 years. Happy birthday. Right? First issue today. Daddy, my question is, can we use Zelle to pay our tithe or seed for all that don't have PayPal account? I always pay my tithe through my sister on my account name in Nigeria. But my problem is sometimes I can't reach her on time, or she may not have data or no light to charge her phone. So I prefer to pay my tithe here in US. What's your suggestion, sir? Wow. Thank you. And thank God for your understanding and commitment to tithing. Work is ongoing on the procedure to open a Zelle account in USA. There are a lot of conditions that for any commission that is not resident in America. First of all, the commission must be registered in US with Board of Trustees, and there are many checks to be carried out. But work is going on it, and I'm sure those working on it for us are also listening to this. It will hasten them up. The PayPal is there, and those that have PayPal account should be using it. You can also scan our QR code that will show you how you can do the transfer, or send a chat to our media director to put you through on +234 803 232 2276. Your sister's option is also okay for now until we sort out the Zelle account in U.S. All in USA and other countries with similar challenge, do what I have just suggested here. Scan our QR code or contact our media director for clarification on the number I just gave you. Next, good morning, Daddy. I just got employed as a government teacher. What do you think about the cooperative society? Should I join the teachers' cooperative in the school, sir? Thank you for all you do, Daddy. Wow. First of all, congratulations for your new employment. Yes, you can join the cooperative. It has some debt benefits, like access to low-interest loans, and it helps to have a saving culture, and in case one needs emergency fund, etc. But listen to this. Don't stay there on being a teacher in a government school, counting years, marching on the same spot. If you care to find out, you will see from the old teachers you met in the school that they have been there for donkey years, telling old stories, complaining, and just revolving there on the same spot, waiting for retirement. No, don't let your life go that way. Have a strong vision for your life and let your life's purpose be very clear. You are only there in that school for a short time. Gather money, save money, and launch into your main purpose and vision of life. Being a school teacher will give you time to either scale up academically or learn a trade to build up later. It is good to start life as a salary earner, but very bad to remain there for too long. The best is to become your own employer, and in fact, become employer of others. That is what we teach here every day, and that is the path to riches and wealth. May God prosper all TPGF members to become investors, entrepreneurs, and employers of labor. Everybody say amen. Next, good morning, our daddy. Each time my tenant pay their house rent, I always pay my 10% as tithe to churches. Am I doing the right thing, sir? Thank you, sir. Wow. Yes. Pay tithe on rent collected. Tithe is on new earning. But paying tithe to churches, as you said here, is what I cannot understand. You should pay your tithe to either a church, a commission such as this, or a mission work that is doing God's work with visible result, or where your spiritual life is being fed the most. I don't support paying tithe to churches, many churches. No, choose one church, one commission, or a mission work. Daddy, thank you for answers to our questions. You always say that a lady should build up her career before getting married. But because of distance issue, a lady left her job to stay with her husband and started working in a one-man's business, since the husband could not set her up for business. But later, the husband walked out of the marriage. What can the lady do? Wow. If a lady has a good job or a career or a business, there must be a thorough discussion and agreement between the two before leaving her career to join the husband, wherever the husband may be. Don't leave a good job, a good career, a good business to join the husband with no plan and agreement for what you will do when you get there. The end result is often like this, the one you describe here. Husband and wife must agree and plan their lives together before leaving where you are to join your spouse. Today is the prayer mountain in Abuja Center, 12 to 2 p.m., Living Spring Chapel International Cado Life Camp after the fish market. Telephone is 0806-133-2800. Tomorrow is the prayer mountain in Lagos, Dominion City, Ibadan, Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Uyo, and Port Harcourt Centers. 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. second service. Join the prayer hub daily, 6:30 to 7 a.m. on YouTube and Facebook. do your tithing and your seed sowing. We are doing 11,111 naira. 11 kobo this month. You can do more. You can do less according to your capacity. I speak to everyone's life today. Go and try. Go and see the mercy and the glory of God. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.